Hello, it's Richard here. We continue our news items, which include how Greater Anglia Trains have ended the year with its worst performance, and a couple have been forced to live in a hotel for a month. But first, concerns at a school of online grooming.
An investigation has been launched amid reports that attempts had been made to groom online a pupil and three of his high school friends. The pupil's mother received a phone call from Helsden High School, where the teenager goes to school, to warn her that her son and three of his friends had been subject to grooming behaviour by a man via social media. It is understood the man had been asking her son for photos and requesting personal details. Norfolk Police have confirmed they are investigating, and a statement from Mike Earle and Tom Rolfe, principals of Helsden High School, said, "We take these matters extremely seriously."
A Royal Navy helicopter pilot from Great Yarmouth has saved lives and reunited families while evacuating people trapped by Australia's devastating wildfires. Lieutenant Commander Nick Grimmer, who is on exchange with the Royal Australian Navy, has been flying rescue missions for the last 2 months for up to 10 hours a day. The unprecedented fire crisis in southeast Australia has claimed at least 26 lives, destroyed more than 2,000 homes, and shrouded major cities in smoke. The 35-year-old pilot, who has been in the Royal Navy for 12 years, described the devastation as truly horrific and said it is heartbreaking to see the impact of the blazes on wildlife. He said, "The scale of the fires are phenomenal and the devastation is truly horrific. At times it seems the entire horizon is on fire with flames up to 50 or 60 feet high." He added, "Watching people, everyone from a baby of 2 months to an elderly lady in her 90s, get off in Melbourne, relieved, saying goodbye, thank you, and shaking everyone's hands was very gratifying. Definitely the highlight, and made all our efforts seem worthwhile."
The number of cancelled trains on rural lines doubled last month, with Greater Anglia ending the year with its worst performance of 2019. Figures released by the train operator show 55% of rural services ran on time or within a minute of its scheduled arrival last month, compared to 69% in the previous 12 months. The number of cancellations, meanwhile, doubled from 5% to just under 11% in December. Greater Anglia apologised for the cancellations as it works to resolve teething issues with software and signalling. Large parts of the network were hit by signalling problems in December, which caused hundreds of trains to be cancelled. The Rail Accident Investigation Branch is also investigating a near miss when one of Greater Anglia's new 755 Stadler trains almost hit two cars at Thorpe End level crossing. A Greater Anglia spokesman said, "We're very sorry for the problems customers and communities suffered on our branch lines in Norfolk and Suffolk during December because of signalling problems that led to extensive cancellations, whilst additional safety-related checks and other investigations took place." They said a full timetable was restored on the Norwich to Sheringham line on December the 23rd, following changes to some of the level crossings with some speed restrictions in place. They added, "We continue to work to further improve the performance of the new trains as we phase them in across our network."
The Norwich City squad have raised a toast to the memory of a Canaries fan after he left them money for a drink. Lifelong City supporter Barry Greaves died in December 2019 and left £100 in his will to pay for a round of drinks for players at the Premier League club. His daughter, Dr. Sarah Greaves, said that he wanted to make a gesture that would thank them for their entertainment through the good times and the bad. Mr. Greaves, 83, watched hundreds of matches at Carrow Road throughout his lifetime and still listened on the radio even after kidney failure prevented him from attending the games. His gesture was gratefully received by the Norwich players and coaching staff, who took time out of their squad meal to raise a glass to Barry. Alcohol was not an option for the team, who were gearing up to face Manchester United. Instead, they enjoyed a round of soft drinks in his honour.
A retired couple have been left to spend more than a month living in a Holiday Inn because repairs to their council house are yet to be completed. At the beginning of September, Trevor and Pauline Goss began to suffer a litany of problems with their home in Tuxwood, near Norwich. Cracks were appearing in the walls, pictures were falling off, and at times, they say, it appeared as though the whole house was shaking. So after weeks of trying to ascertain what the problem was and who was responsible for fixing it, it was discovered that the issues had been caused by a burst water main beneath their home on Kirklees. Once Norwich City Council had agreed to repair the damage, the couple sought the advice of a structural engineer, who told them that the property was uninhabitable and could be at risk of a collapse. As a result, City Hall moved the couple into temporary emergency accommodation while the problem could be solved, to the Holiday Inn on Ipswich Road. Mr and Mrs Goss, 78 and 74, moved in expecting only to be there a short time. However, as of 5 weeks later, they are still in the hotel and no closer to moving back into their property. Mrs Goss said, "I'm fed up. It has not been very comfortable living in a Holiday Inn, and we've had to move everything." Karen Collison, the couple's daughter, said, "Because my father is disabled and my mother had life-saving surgery last year, they have a very complex set of needs for a home. They need to be on a ground floor with a walk-in shower and rails, so it is incredibly hard to find somewhere suitable." A council spokesman said, "As they have not accepted any of the properties we have offered so far, we will continue to work with them to consider all options available."
The number of danger drug seizures in Norfolk is at its highest level in 4 years, after rising dramatically in the last year, figures reveal. Data from the Home Office shows that drug seizures made by Norfolk Police rose by 35% to 2,607 in 2018-19, compared with 1,936 in the previous year. The increase of 671 is the fifth highest among police forces in England and Wales, and is much greater than the national average of 12%. The number in Norfolk is still lower than the 3,284 seizures recorded in 2013-14, but is currently at a four-year high, having risen in every year since 2016-17. Police operations to disrupt County Lines drug dealing have played their part in the recent rise, with several hundred arrests made since Operation Gravity was launched 3 years ago. As of last April, more drug dealers from London had been identified in Norfolk than in any other county in the country. Class A drugs made up more than a fifth of those seized in the county, with cocaine the most common found by police. Cannabis was the most common overall, with the Class B substance being seized on 1,936 occasions in 2018-19. Norfolk was also in the top three in terms of seizures per million population for crack, methadone and morphine, and saw the highest number of seizures in England outside of London for the latter. The county also ranked fourth in the country for heroin. Chief Superintendent Dave Marshall said, "The increase in drug seizures in Norfolk is a direct result of the proactive work officers have carried out to tackle County Lines drug dealing under Operation Gravity."
Now to Information Desk.